I want you to get your Bible this morning, and I'm going to be timely. My clock says 11:02. That's what I'm going to go by mine's today. And open it again to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. While they're going to their classes, I want to read from the Passion Translation again. The book of Romans, Romans chapter 1. That book come right after the book of Acts. In your New Testament, not in the Old Testament, okay? All right, we got it. You know, you got Mark, Luke, and John, then Acts. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then Acts. Then there's Roman. Listen to these words. Hallelujah. Ooh. Are you ready? Let me get there. It says, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I refuse to be ashamed to share the wonderful message of God, liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. I refuse to do what? Be ashamed to sharing the wonderful message of God. Liberating what kind of power? Liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. For I am thrilled to preach that everyone who believes is saved. Ooh, glory to God. To the Jew first and to the people everywhere. This gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe. And it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith. This is what the scripture means when it says, we are right with God through life-giving faith. How are we right with God? Through life-giving faith. The gospel will stand by itself. Amen. The gospel will stand by itself or for itself. The gospel is good news. Good news is what everyone wants to hear. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus made this statement, because there's many he made, but this one. He said Matthew 24 and 14. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to all nations. Then the end shall come. This gospel of the kingdom. This is Matthew 4, I said 4, 24 and 14. This gospel, what gospel? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto how many nations? And then shall the end come. Gospel. 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 We said before, the gospel is what? The power of God. It's good news. In Mark Gospel chapter 1 and verse 21 and 2, listen. And they went into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue and taught. Gospel. He taught. This is Mark 1 and 21. Verse 22 says, and they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. Notice, he went into the synagogue and taught. And they was astonished at his what? Doctrine. Teaching. For he taught as one having authority. Why? What did he teach? And why did he teach it? We're talking about the gospel. Question, what did he teach that caused them to be astonished? And why did he teach it? This was the way that this lost, dark world would find out and learn about the wonderful gift of God, the wonderful gift that God sent to the world. You remember in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus announced himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. Because he has done what? Anointed me to do what? Preach what? The gospel. So if Jesus announced this, then he had to go forth and teach it. Why do people teach? Why do we preach? Or why do people go to different sessions and go to different classes? Like our oldest granddaughter, first year in college. Why does she have to go to class? Why don't she just stay in the dorm? If she's going to get the information that's taught in that school, she got to go where it's being taught. If she's going to get the information and get a credit for it, that she qualified, she's been qualified to what? Go out and do what they taught with a degree, then she's going to have to go to class where it's being taught. Nobody ever seen Jesus before. Nobody ever heard of a man being born of a virgin. Nobody heard of a man that was going to die on the cross and do all that and give his life a ransom. So he went and he announced himself. The Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. Because he has anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor, right? Are y'all with me so far? He has, and then when he announced himself, then he, well, we might as well read it. Matthew 4 and 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee. See it, Matthew what?